We are always pleased to have part of Florida Folk Festival our international students who are in our universities. Dr. Ed Kirkland, Cousin Ed, and Cousin Alton Morris are always the organizers, and they have brought first this afternoon a Chinese group. At Nancy Chen will be the moderator for this group.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought I was still in China. I started to speak Chinese. We're very happy to be here today to participate in part of a program. But we want you to not to be mislead. The custom we're learning is not typical Chinese. We're going to present a dance for you. It's from west part of China. It's west frontier, probably more familiar to you as a province right above Tibet. It's a part of just one part of Chinese dance. We're going to, four of us from University of Florida are going to present this program. The background of the music is a typical play by Chinese violin. Now we're going to present the program.
Thank you very much for that beautiful dance. Now, where's our whipcracker? Is he next? Is he ready?
Did you say that? Did you tell me that?
She whispered something to me. They keep changing my program and keep me a little bit in the dark, which is all right, because then things come as a lovely surprise. I wonder if Mr. McGregor Smith is in the audience. You know, ever since he got written up in the Saturday Evening Post, I think he thinks he's pretty good and too good for a simple little show like this. Of course, I'm just funning about that. I don't mean it. I think it would be, I'll welcome the day when he shows up, because he carries a harmonica in his pocket all the time, and they say that whether he's in Miami or New York, Paris or London, if the spirit moves him, he whips out that harmonica and plays, guess what? Swanee River. Is Dwayne here? Dwayne Lambert? We have a lot of late people. Well, I know Lonnie's here, and Harold. Yeah, and I see the whipcracker getting his whips ready out there. All right, Lonnie. My land, have we lost him? Well, he's around here somewhere. All right, Claude. This is Claude Shepherd and his wife from Gainesville, my good friends. And they are real, he's a real honest-to-goodness Florida cracker.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, we're not going to make a long talk this afternoon. We're just going ahead with our act and just demonstrate the two uses of the Spanish drover's whip. We had four other whips here last night, but I believe you all seen them. It isn't necessary to go through that again. So at this time, we will demonstrate both uses of the whip. Thank you. Well, so long as you and I are Florida crackers, it don't much difference, does it, cuz?
Right.
Ladies and gentlemen, I guess you all have wondered, probably lots of you know, that the term Florida cracker came from the Spanish. It was handed down from the Spanish when they first taken over Florida, and we have carried that title with us because we derive that title from the Florida cracker because of the crackers that use the whips in the herds, and when they left here to push west, they left the title the Florida crackers. That's the ones that use the whips for the herds. Thank you.
Now, I believe our lovely Japanese folk dancers, are they?
Singers.
All right. Is ready. One of our international students from the University of Florida.
Oh.
Thank you very much, lovely ladies. And now here is the Mount Dora chorus back to sing another song for us. They too came a long, long way to be with us. Give them a great big hand as they're coming on. That Cadillac hasn't been moved. It's blocking some people who need to get away. It has an Alachua County license. It's a blue Cadillac. Please move it.
This mic too because it picked that pin up too much.
Something. This is Tingaleo, a Martinique sort of folk song, which does have a good bit of relation here and there, and we thought you'd like this one in particularly.
Many, many thanks. Is Mr. Bill Self in this audience? Bill Self. If he is, will he come around here and pull my coattail? Meantime, we just can't find Lonnie or anywhere. But Harold's here, Harold Weaver, and he's a real sure enough water witcher. And he's going to show you exactly where a stream meanders and underground and goes into the Suwannee River. And some of you outlanders don't know it, but the Suwannee River is right back of the stage. So be sure to go down and take a peep. Here's Harold. Or you can't. One of our favorite groups who's been here with us every year is the Beseda group from Mazarik Town. And they are here this year. Are they ready? Here comes Jerry Sinker to accompany. And our wonderful dancers, please look at the costumes. You'll never see anything more authentic or more beautiful. They are our very own. They are Florida boys and girls from Mazarik Town, just below Brooksville.